Back to the Buzz with your hosts, Chase and Bree.
Well, I've actually been dying to talk about this since the news broke. Apparently, Aster's supposed disappearance turns out to be some sort of weird publicity stunt.
Oh yeah, I saw that.
First, a new song was released on her website and YouTube channel, Vanishing.
On the news, by respect it.
Then, this morning, there's an accompanying TikTok. A weird shortened version of the chorus that almost feels like a horror movie. Don't look too close. And if you haven't seen it, the video is like flashing images of Aster's eye in a lot of gray static.
It's pretty creepy. Feels like
7 days. Aster's done some elaborate stunts before, but this feels like next level.
I gotta say, you know I love a good stunt, but this is taking it too far. Police are all over the place dealing with this.
Which, of course, we love.
I wonder if they're going to charge her with wasting police resources.
And what? Throw her in the clink?
Oh my gosh, that's her next album, Bars From Behind Bars.
The new girl in Cell Block 7, Shiv and Learn.
Oh, that's good. But yeah, I gotta wonder, what her next...
Thank you. God, so stupid. As if Aster would do some huge gimmick, she doesn't need to do that.
Last year, she wore countdown jewelry for 11 weeks to build up her announcing her tour date.
No, but she wouldn't release a creepy promo for a music video the same day as the video. The I video popped up at almost the same time as her official video. That's super weird. Besides, wearing countdown jewelry is not the same as, like, making the police come look for you.
Well, maybe that's why the police wouldn't listen to us about the bracelet. Maybe they were tipped off that it's a stunt.
He said they've got a lot of false tips to sort through right now. Do you remember what it was like outside the department? It was like 100 people.
The department here are not the most organized or efficient or... In all fairness, they really weren't staffing for a situation like this. They're a small-town police department with a massive national news story dilemma. I'm sure they're trying their best.
I don't think so. The police barely even looked at the bracelet, even when we mentioned Marnie. Maybe they're just assuming it's a stunt like everyone else.
I don't think it's a stunt. I maybe could, but I keep thinking about June 11th, seeing it so official on Bryce's computer. But the video was released on Aster's official page. I can't figure it. They wouldn't bump up the release without her permission.
Let me help you put away those groceries. I got a system.
Just explain the system. Let me learn the system. I can do the system.
Oh, hooray, you're back. Did y'all like Froggies? Best breakfast in town.
Apparently Corn Dog covered our bill. We didn't even see him.
Yeah, that's Corn Dog.
Oh my gosh, you were right. I still think it looks so gross, but biscuits and gravy is so fire.
Your grandma makes the best biscuits and gravy. She uses the best peppery sausage.
Mom always made good biscuits. She said they were basically scones. Maybe I could learn the recipe.
That'd be nice.
We could learn together, baby bird. We got gravy in the city. We could make this at home.
Do you think... Remember when Mom would do those scavenger hunts for my first day of school? I keep thinking Mom totally would have left us something like that. Some kind of secret message. Something to solve it or say goodbye or... She had a few minutes before she died. About 6 minutes, that's what they said.
Oh, sweetie, I think she thought of us in her last moments.
Sometimes I feel like she's still letting me know she's there. It's silly. In this one particular bird song, this real pretty one I hear in the early morning sometimes. I never heard it before, but I hear it all the time since. Once people are gone, I think they're not fully gone, you know?
Not like that. No, I just meant... I think Aster is trying to send us messages. I think she's trying to help us solve what happened to her. I just hope she's still... I just need to think.
Okay. always say. It's up to me to make the day. Give it cover, make it gray. You always say I am meant to be myself. Live my life and no one else. Now you say to wait. You say it could be years. Maybe when I'm older, but the day's already here. It's right here. So take me just a little down the road.
No.
We claim to you far too soon. The ground itself is hard and angry. You don't know her, that's the coolest thing about her. Yesterday you were without her, but now somehow she's here, here, here.
Oh! Dad!
What? Lexi? You okay? You okay? How was your walk? Feeling better?
Listen!
Know her, that thing about, but now somehow she's here, here, here.
See?
Now somehow she's here, here, here.
The new girl?
The TikTok. That's the TikTok melody. Stuck in the chorus of vanishing, weird and garbled sounding, the creepy eye video. It's the new girl, but like really slowed down and sort of warped sounding.
Let me hear the TikTok again.
Don't look too close.
Oh, I hear it. You're right.
I realized the chords were debut coded.
I should have recognized it. Your mom played that album nonstop.
I should have recognized it sooner. I wonder if some of the other Astroids have put it together yet. This one TikToker does a lot of Astro theories.
Vanishing is actually Aster announcing she's dying? Okay, hear me out. See this image of her eye in the video? Now, I know it's in black and white, but here, you can see where it's catching light. Could that be copper buildup in her eye? Here's what it would look like in color. So, this is...
Okay, so no. They don't seem to have recognized it yet. But what is...
Oh! That's that other Aster dad from the concert! He must not have seen me. Oh, I wonder if those girls are around then. The ones who you talk to.
Oh my god, wait!
What?
His tattoo! The star! Bruh, I've seen him. Hang on. Oh, the older man, Bryce said...
The one Bryce mentioned? There's no
it's
way!
It's gotta be! There were some pictures of them on the asteroid boards. People thought he might be security or something.
He's older than me.
Ew! What is it with her and creepy old guys? Okay, look. These pics got taken down, but this is her with him in a car.
It's sort of hard to tell.
No, that's her, and see, that's his tattoo.
What could he be doing out here? Wait! Lexi!
Wait, sir!
Lexi, stop right now! Good, right there!
Wait, I need to talk to you!
Hello?
He drove off. Were you on my phone?
Just a robot call.
Don't answer my phone, Dad.
Don't run off after strangers, especially huge men.
I stayed in the parking lot like you said, geez.
Where'd he go?
He got into this huge black truck and drove away. He looked so scary, Dad.
He just seemed distracted. Probably had somewhere to be.
We should follow him.
What?
In the car!
It's no use, Lex. I have no idea where he went. Maybe we should just head back to Grandma and Grandpa's. Lexi? Lexi? Lexi!
Huh? Oh, sorry.
Don't do headphones in the car, Lex. Not when I'm trying to talk to you.
I just need to listen to it again. Try to figure out the link to New Girl. Oh, I wish the Bluetooth on this car worked.
I was saying, should we go back to Grandma and Grandpa's?
You answering my phone made it so I'm getting like a bunch of blocked number calls now. Oh, weird. I have a voicemail.
Please enter your password, then press pound. You have one new voice message.
Hello, I'm calling for Lexi Bird. We met yesterday. I'm the mother you met. I am calling because one of my husband's men followed you after you left us yesterday and saw you stopped off at a certain studio in downtown Austin to speak with someone. It is of the utmost importance that you call us back as soon as possible. Fill us in on the details of that conversation. We need to know exactly why you went to see him, exactly what he said and did. Call me back as soon as possible.
Whoa, she had us followed?
Interesting.
So, are you calling her back?
Not yet. Gotta figure out the new girl. My notes are all... Grandma and Grandpa's is fine. I don't want to call someone who I know is lying until I have a better idea of what's going on.
Fans are clamoring for answers. Last scene...
So, the walk didn't help?
I don't know. It didn't distract her, if that's what you mean.
I'm a little worried.
Does she know? Is she all right?
Know what?
That Valentine fellow might be missing too. Look.
Eek. Speculation around the connection between Bryce Valentine's disappearance and his ex-girlfriend Aster, with many wondering if this could be a surprise elopement or an elaborate stunt. We have reached out to both parties for comment, but still radio silence from both camps.
What? Bryce Valentine? We just saw him yesterday.
That's why we were concerned. This is a lot for Lexi to handle.
Might be nothing. Corndog always says,
TV folk are like tumbleweeds stirring up their own wind. This young man just didn't show up for work today. Makes sense if you ask me.
But supposedly also no one could reach him. One of those internet models said he disappeared last night while they were in the middle of making a video, and there's been no word from him since. Apartment's empty.
Huh?
What is it?
We just got a call from the Haywards about him. I better go talk to Lexi.
Look, far be it from me to suggest you shorten your visit. I love having you here, and I miss that little girl all the damn time, but I just want to make sure she's okay. This is a lot for someone her age, after everything we went through.
I know. We're just here a couple more days.
Just think about it. That's all I'm asking. I think I'm going to head out to the middle school later, actually. Clarice was texting our group chat asking if some volunteers can come help clean up around the bridge. Apparently, Aster's fan's been throwing off notes.
I want to come.
Oh, baby bird, we were just talking about... Wouldn't you rather do something fun for your spring break?
This is what I want to do.
Elijah?
Sweetie, don't you think...
First of all, I heard you guys. The door's not that thick. Secondly, of course I know Bryce is missing. I have a phone with internet and I'm on like 4 different Asteroid group chats. I found out in the car. Third of all I have to go on right now that doesn't fit in is the new girl.
Who?
The song. It's in the vanishing TikTok that popped up this morning.
She wrote that about being new at Bluebonnet Middle School, figuring out how to fit in after being homeschooled. And fourth of all, I totally want to go throw a note off the bridge. That's what I've been doing in my room. I've been trying to write something for the past couple days. And it's just really important to me.
Okay.
Elijah Bird.
I think this is something she has to do. Writing it out, throwing this note off, working through everything. But Lexi, if you're not doing well, or if I say we have to go, then we have to go, okay? I don't want any argument. I am trusting you, so you have to trust me.
No, I'm not ready.
Are you sure?
Yeah. It's not what I want to say yet. I don't want to.
Okay. It's all right. Hang on to it for now. We have lots of other chances to come back here.
Thanks.
Ah.
What?
A-H-H. This is where she carved her initials, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they put it behind this, like, plexiglass thing.
Pretty funny that it spells ah.
Aster Hannah Hayward. I always thought her handwriting was pretty. Grandma, we're coming to help. There's like 100 pages down there.
I think it's cool. I bet Aster would like it. Oh, be careful. Gets a bit steep.
This one looks like a poem. It's not great.
Is it okay to read these?
Why not? We don't know who wrote them.
Yeah, I guess that's fair. This person just wrote, I'm sorry.
This person wrote a letter to Aster. Maybe we should save it to give it to her.
I think it's meant to be a symbolic thing, right? Throwing it over the side? It feels wrong to keep stuff.
Oh, yeah. Okay, that's fair. Should be private.
You see that drawing of Aster Cleary's found? Pretty darn good. She found a funny note, too. This girl thought she was making a list for Santa. The good stuff is all with her.
Huh. I found something.
Oh my gosh, is that Aster's handwriting?
I mean, it's in all her Instagram posts and ads and stuff, but it could be someone imitating it, but...
Wait, what does it say? My shoe is stuck.
1, quiet waters. 2, cobalt. 3, vanishing. 4, siren song. 5, ethereal you. Is this a track list?
Siren songs. This is the track list for her upcoming album. Oh my gosh, let me see.
What did you find? Should Clarice add it to the collection?
No. I'll tell you later.
This is hers. Who else would know this?
Some of the individual letters are blue, just like this T and this O, like she does in her lyrics.
It's always a secret message. She's done it since she was a kid. T-O-G-E. Together at last. Whoa.
Is this from someone else? From before she disappeared? Has she been here after?
I don't know. Wow, these songs. I have goosebumps. Oh wait, there are 12. There's always 11.
Then maybe it's not real?
Or maybe Aster changed it for this album. Something's different in her life. Together at last. With who?
Okay, so you posted these lyrics.
The track list.
On the web forum.
On the asteroid board, yeah. It's only for verified asteroids, so it's not like it's just anyone who has access. It's only like 6,000 people, I think. Maybe 8,000 now.
And what did they think?
Well, we're pretty sure it's really her. For one thing, the handwriting really does look like her. For another, the track names line up. If the concept is siren songs, then the album sort of follows a trajectory of following a siren under the sea, losing yourself, and emerging. It's kind of wanderlust coded, you know? The kind of story she'd love to tell. Plus, since Vanishing was just released earlier today, it doesn't seem like it'd be on a fake track listing. I guess someone could have put it there today, but if it's a fake, it's someone who knows Aster really, really well.
I can't believe it was right there. Corndog's gonna be so mad he missed it. He was there this morning. So, baby bird, what are the theories?
There are basically two camps. Some people think she's doing a very elaborate hoax. They think this is all a build-up for a dramatic album release, and she's going to pop up near a beach somewhere and basically make her album about this process of disappearing and coming back. It sort of matches the track list, but I just don't think she'd cancel shows and send people into a panic in order to do it.
Or?
Some of us think something really happened to her. Some people are scared it's a massive crash out or even another physical health thing. But that doesn't really make sense. I mean, that doesn't explain anything, really. Like, it doesn't explain the second cell phone or who she's meeting up with or the note, obviously.
So now the note has, A computer virus isn't that dangerous?
No, it doesn't have a virus. It's gone viral. That means it's not just in the asteroid board anymore. It's been reposted to Twitter, TikTok, Reddit. It's all over the internet now.
But can't hackers figure out who you are?
Well, no. No one can know it's me who posted it. My username doesn't have any personal details or anything, and my location is set to New Jersey, where I've never even lived, so I don't know how they'd know who I really am. Dad even does this weird thing that hides our IP address.
Being an engineer has its perks.
So, you think that Aster is in some kind of trouble with someone, but also she's left you some messages so that her fans can figure it out?
Maybe. So, someone can figure it out? She has like a small army of people. And I think if you only had a second to think, to leave the bracelet, maybe to toss a note, wouldn't you leave clues the way you always do? I know the Haywards are lying and probably knew she was missing before going to the police. I know she had this whole second cell phone and they didn't know about that though. And they didn't know she had that Bryce charm on her bracelet. But Bryce seemed pretty dumped and I think he's like not that smart just talking to a random kid. And why did she take her bracelet off? Was it at the same time she left the track list? Who did she write it out for? Is one of the songs a secret message? There are usually 11, not 12. How does the new girl factor in? Bryce had access to her video. She's out there, somewhere. She just can't be gone. She's left us something. I just need to concentrate, to solve it, to understand why. I keep looking over my notes, but...
Okay, Lex. Breathe. You're staring at your notes too hard. Let me take a look. Maybe some fresh eyes will help.
Elijah, may I speak with you, please? Elijah?
Dad?
Lexi, you just got a message from a blocked number?
Haywards again? Oh.
What's going on?
What does it say?
It says... It's just lyrics. It's nothing.
It says, "You dug too deep to rest in peace, and we're left with heavy stones, and if only..."
That's the bridge to Teardrop Garden. It's nothing.
It says, "Lexi."
It says Lexi?
It's fine.
I thought you didn't use that name on asteroid stuff.
I don't.
Then how does this person have your name?
I don't know.
Have you been giving out your information?
No, I don't. It must be someone I've met in real life.
The Haywards? Bryce Valentine? What's going on?
Maybe just a prank. I don't know. Or someone got my information from the site somehow.
You got hacked?
We're going to the police.
I think I'm close to...
What did I say? We're going to the police. This isn't funny, Lexi. Whatever else is going on, this is a threat. A direct threat to my daughter. I told you, when I say it's time to go, we're going. We're going to the police, and we're going to let them deal with this, and then we're going back to New York.
No, I have 4 days left.
In the car, now.
Daddy, you know the police here aren't...
This is not a discussion. Now.
Who would send that?
Damn crowds at this police station. How is it worse than last time we came with the bracelet?
They want them to arrest Bryce Valentine. Everyone just wants this done as soon as possible, so they're just hurrying without actually bothering to solve what actually happened. Then everyone can go home like it never happened.
Lexi.
I didn't tell anyone my name. I always use your rules on the forums.
This isn't punishment. This is me dealing with... It's my whole job. My whole job to keep you safe. That's it. If something happened to you...
But things do! They have. Mom, Aster, you're so busy treating me like a kid, but it happened to me, and I can deal with it.
Lexi, I'm not going to justify this decision to you. We had a deal. We're going back.
We can just park here and walk. I don't think we can get our car closer.
I'm not parking here. I'm not trying to get a ticket right outside a police station.
Wait a minute. Something's happening over there. What's... Oh my gosh, the black truck.
Lexi.
No, look at that. It's the old man, the Aster dad, Shelly's dad.
Oh, wow. That's the star tattoo. Stay in the car.
Are they... They're arresting him.
You have the right to remain silent. Anything you say can be used against you in a court of law.
What are you charging me with?
I came here of my own free will.
On the scene in Bluebonnet, where earlier this evening, a body was discovered of a young female with blonde hair, apparently in her early 20s.
You have the right to an attorney.
Apparently murdered.
You think I killed her? Why would I do that?
That's the man from the park. Shelley's dead?
That's the man from the pictures with Aster. Together at last.
I came here for help. I didn't kill her. I didn't kill her.